नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञान तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदमया ददाति स्वपदान्तिका। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछ कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डू अ लिटिल पावर पॉइंट प्रेजेंटेशन to discuss the benefits of chanting the holy name. So before we start the PowerPoint, we're going to sing a little bhajan. I don't know how to sing, but if you sing behind me, then I will follow as well. Hari Hari विफले जनम गोवाइनो मनुष्य जनम पाया राधा कृष्ण नाबजिया मनुष्य जना। जानिया सुनिया विश आइनो Thank you. Janiyashuniyaveshakaino. Golokera prema dana harinama sankirtana. Golokera Golokera prema dana harinama sankirtana. Ratina janmila kene Ratina janmila kene ta Sansara vishanale divanishi hiya jale Sansara vishanale Jurai te na keno upa Jurai te na keno upa Rajendra nandana yei sachi suta hoila sei Balaram ilanita Balaram ilanita Dinahina yata chila harinaame udarila dinahina Tara sakshi jagai madha Tara sakshi jagai madha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Yuta Suta Prabhu Karuna करे करुणा कर नरोत्तम दास कय नाठेलीय रंग पाय नरोत्तम तुम बीन के आचे अमा तुम बीन के आचे अमा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे हरिबोल 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 नितय गौर हरिबोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्री गोपाल जी की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रष्टाभूत शतवंतेन सब सत्यो गुरु विचारण सम सुनो आदि पाश्चात्य स्थान सॉरी आई फॉरगॉट टू पुट द इंग्लिश वन ऑन आई पुट द हिंदी वन ऑन Found the English one now. Hari Hari Vifale Janam Govainu. O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly. Having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison. This is a bhajan written by Narottam Das Thakur on the importance of chanting the holy name and the importance of devotional service. And he is starting by saying that if we spend our life uselessly or just doing same things that as the animals can do, eat, sleep, mate, defend, then in a human life that is same as drinking poison and uselessly wasting your life. Everybody agrees? Because if we do not use this life for spiritual advancement, then it is complete waste. Because all the other advancements that we can make, we cannot take with us. So, whatever we get, like you have a friend, he goes to America, and 20-30 years later comes back. And now he tells you, oh, I made hundreds of crores of rupees worth of income while I was in America. Hundreds of crores I made. So what are you going to ask him? What did you bring back? Oh, nothing. Whatever I made, I spent it over there. Would you be really impressed? No. So, material wealth is like that. When we go home, because this is not our home, when we go home, if we have nothing to show for, then we didn't bring anything home, so it doesn't matter how much we earn and how much we spent. It's all gone to a waste. So Narottam Das Thakur is in the next line talking about the wealth that you will be able to take home, the wealth that you cannot spend and go empty-handed. That is Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Golokera Prema Dhana The treasure of divine love in Golok Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Hari, Hari! Golokera Premadhana. The treasure of divine love in Golok Vrindavan. This is a special kind of dhan. Because if you have material dhan and you give it out, distribute, give it out indiscriminately to everyone, what will happen? Don't look at my face like that. Tell me what will happen. It will decrease, diminish. But Golokera Premadhana is a special dhan that more you give it out, the more it increases. The more you distribute, the more you have. Who would like dhan like that? Is there anybody here from a Banya family? Any Banyas? No? Any Gujaratis? How many Gujaratis are here? Just that many. Banya families, Marwari Banyas, all the other kind of Banyas. There is a lot more than who are raising their hands. Banya or no Banya. Everybody thinks that they know how to handle the money the best. And everybody would like to get that kind of money that you give out and it grows. All you have to do to make it grow is distribute. That's why our devotees are always going out and distributing the holy name. Hari Nam on the street. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. By doing that, they get a lot of pleasure. Some people look at them strangely. What are you doing? Go get a job. But the devotees, they don't mind. Why? Because we know this is better than a job. We are earning the Golokera Premadhana by distributing the holy name. It is just increasing and increasing and increasing. This is the real job. But at the same time, Narottam Das Thakur is mentioning in the next line, Ratina janmila kene ta. Why did my attraction for the holy name, for the chanting of the holy name, never came about? Narottam Das Thakur is claiming that he has no attraction for chanting the holy name. What about you? How many of you have attraction to chanting the holy name? Or how many of you have rati? Rati. How many? One? One person over here. So before you go home, Prabhu, please bless the rest of us that somehow we can also develop some rati. Of course, you're not raising your hands, but you have some rati. That is why you pick up the beatbag next day again. Some rati is there. But I also agree, may not be enough rati, may not be attraction enough. And we can use more attraction. One who has attraction, how do you tell if you have attraction or not? How can you tell? Of course, we're not going to go around gauging other people. We're going to gauge ourselves and ourselves only, nobody else. So how do we gauge ourselves as to how much attraction to the holy name we have or how much rati we have? I will give you a tip. This is Bollywood, of course. And even if you don't watch any Bollywood movies now, you watch them in the past. And after spending the 3 hours watching a Bollywood movie, how long does it feel that you have been watching the movie? How quickly does it end? Sometimes it feels like, oh, in an hour, three-hour movie is gone by. Sometimes it feels like half an hour. Sometimes it feels like, oh, just started, ended all the way. 3 hours gone. And after remembering that feeling, give yourself a nice quiet corner with your beads and bead bag and sit there in one place and try to chant for 1 hour without moving. How long would that feel? I'm not asking. Just do it on your own, in your own time. And figure it out. If it feels after 1 hour, oh, I just started. It's like, feels like 15 minutes. You got rati. We only have one claimant. Maybe that's what he's feeling. Or maybe he can gauge himself. Because we don't gauge others. So, that is rati, attraction for chanting the holy name, interest. Samsara vishanale divanishi hiya jwale. Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness. And I have no means to relieve it. Sansara vishanale, divanishi hiya jale. Sansara vishanale. this poison of worldliness is like a maya jal. What is the first sign or foremost sign that we are in this samsara bishanale, or we are affected by maya? One of the easy ways is, after understanding so many instructions that I am not this body, I am spirit soul residing inside this body, we go back to thinking, I am the body. This is me. It's me. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sot Hoila Sei. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sot Hoila Sei. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Raja, became the son of Sachi, became Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Balram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. This holy name is brought in, introduced, preached about, given out by Krishna himself in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gave it to lowest of the low, lowly, wretched, as low as the two sinners called Jagai and Madai. If the holy name can deliver Jagai and Madai, then we're not that bad. Is anybody here worse than Jagai and Madai? No? Then it will definitely deliver you. And when you are delivered, put in a good word for the rest of us, those who regularly go to the Radha Gopinath Mandir. Ha ha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta. Ha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta. Karuna karo O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Rishbhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das Thakur says, O Lord, please push me away from your Do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except you? This was the last line. And this is a prayer. The prayer of a devotee. What does a devotee want? What does a devotee ask for? Devotees have different prayers than the karmis. The karmis want more and more. Om Jai Chitte Not Hare. Swami Jai Chitte Not Hare. Is Jag Ke Sab Sankat Not Hi Dur Kare. Om Jai Chitte Not Hare. They think that the money will solve all their problems. material riches will solve all their problems. Sukha sampati ghar aave kashta mite tan ka. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. But what is wrong is if we spend the whole life doing just that, then in the first line Narottam Das Thakur is saying, the whole life is going to go to a waste. Because no matter how much sukh comes, no matter how much sampatti comes, no matter how much kashta mite tan ka, there is no spiritual advancement. And on top of that, they will say, Mat pita tum mere, jab tak not dharo, nahi to main jaunga shiv ke dware, aur nahi to jaunga mata ke dware, jaldi jeb dheeli karo. Om Jai Chitte Not Hare. You either give me or I'll go ask somebody else. Here is my Nariyal. I want 10 lakhs. If you don't give me, forget about the Nariyal and forget about me. Not coming back here. Please don't. It's okay. But devotees don't want any of that. Devotees have their own prayers. No matter how much or how little you've given me, it's plenty. Don't need any more. But I am so obliged to you for giving me everything that I want to serve you. I want to give back. Please engage me in your devotional service is the prayer of a devotee to the Supreme Lord. Now we're going to go to the show, and in the meantime, if there's a question about what we have explained so far, please feel free to ask. Any questions? I can't see too far without the glasses. Oh, no hands are up. Any questions? Going once? Going twice. One more time. So as all of you have just gone through the experience of Janmashtami, you must have heard the reasons why Krishna appears in this world. Did you? The three reasons given in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Chiduskritam, Dharma Sansthapanarthaya. But there is a fourth more important reason. He comes to attract the devotees. So we will get into that further. For why chant the holy name? In 1992, some devotees did a research of all of Srila Prabhupada's books and lectures and correspondence and everything else and dug out all the benefits of chanting the holy name that Srila Prabhupada has given in all of his literature, and we came up with 31 reasons that Srila Prabhupada has given. This show presents those 31 reasons. Now, I may not be able to cover the 31 reasons today, but I will cover what I can. And maybe another time, continue from there. So why chant the holy name? Reason number one is chanting the holy name awakens love of God. Is the top one reason why chant the holy name. Because it awakens love of God. So, the question is, do we need to awaken love of God? And if we do, where do we need to awaken it? Love, as you understand, is between two. Cannot be love between one. Has to be two. So there is Atma and there is Paramatma. That is two. So, if there is a lack of love, then where is the lack of love? Is it from Krishna's side, Gopinath's side, or from our side? Is the lack of love from our side or from his side? Who can tell us? From our side. How many agree? And how many disagree? And those who are not raising their hand at anything, do they have a or they just are waiting for prasadam and please, we request you with folded hands, participate. You will end up enjoying it more if you participate. So we had some hands up to agree with this gentleman. What's your name? Bali. Bali Prabhu gave the answer that the lack of love is from our side, not from Krishna's side. So, how can we say? Does everybody agree with him? Yes. So, how can we say that Krishna loves us? How does he prove his love?
to you?
Because there's many people out there, they would say, no, God doesn't love me. Look at my shape. If he loved me, I'm in misery here. All day I'm suffering. And you say, Krishna loves me. God loves you. I don't see a proof of God loving me. So how would you tell him? How would you convince him or convince yourself first that Krishna loves you? Krishna provides anything and everything that we need. Like, for example, if you cannot breathe, does anything else matter? No, nothing matters. So where does the oxygen come from? The Shiv Sena party provides oxygen. Narendra Modi, Donald Trump, the local municipality, nobody can provide oxygen for us to survive on. Only Krishna provides that. And whatever we do or not do, he provides anyways. Like there's a story. Could I tell you a story in between? Is it okay? There was this rich man, Lala. Lalaji Sethji. The Sethji had a rule that he made for himself that before he would eat breakfast in the morning, he would feed everybody who comes to his door. Every beggar or anyone. And if he has not fed or nobody came to his door, not even one person, then he would not eat breakfast until he's fed at least somebody. Very noble, very generous, very good. So, every day, the poor people, the hungry people, they knew, go to the Lalaji's place and get your meal and carry on. But one day, the king, the local king, was throwing a big feast. And you didn't even have to stay for the kirtan and the boring pravachan, and you got a free feast. And everybody went there. So this Sethji has got nobody. And now according to his own system, he cannot eat. So he sends his servants, go, find somebody somewhere. So by the evening they find one person who was hungry, who hasn't had anything to eat. And they bring him. And they sit him down. And Sethji is watching. And they give him food. And right away, this person starts to eat. So Sethji says, oh, hold on. You eat like this. You don't take the water and, you know, sprinkle around. You don't take anything out for the birds. You don't, you know, thank God for the meal. Nothing like that. And this poor man said, what God? Who God? I don't believe in God. And now, Sethji hasn't had anything to eat all morning, so now he gets another reason to get mad. So, what? You don't believe in God? I said, no. Get out of here. I'm going to fast the rest of the day. I'm not going to feed you. You are not thankful to God. So, the poor person leaves. And that leaves Sethji all hungry. And now he's trying to go to bed. He hasn't had anything to eat. trying to fall asleep. And very quickly, Krishna comes in his dream. And Sage is feeling very good about himself. That just because this person did not believe in you, Krishna, I did not feed him, I threw him out. Even at the consequence that I didn't get anything to it, I'm sleeping hungry, I still didn't do it. So Krishna asked him, do you know how old he was? Say, yeah, he was 64 years old. So do you know if he's always been an atheist or he just became atheist? So Sage say, yeah, he's been atheist all his life. So then Krishna asks Sage, do you know for 64 years who's been providing him 3 square meals a day? Krishna says, I've been providing him 3 meals a day for 64 years. You could not provide him 1 meal. You threw him out. I know he is an atheist. I still provide for him. I provide for every atheist out there, every offender, every demon, everybody, every naradham. Like Krishna says, Namam duskriti no mura prapadyante naradhama. All of these 4 kinds of people, who's providing for them? Where do they get their oxygen? Krishna only. So Krishna provides, extends his love. What is the next thing we need to live? Water. Who provides that? The local municipality may send you a bill for it, but they can't really provide water. They cannot produce 1 drop of water. The water is provided. There is water in the ocean. There is water in the rivers. There is water on the mountains. There is water underground. There is water everywhere. It's provided. Of course, we're not drinking the ocean water. So, Krishna has made, you can say, oh no, that is Prakriti, the material nature doing that. But Krishna says, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Characharam. That Prakriti is working under his direction. So it's not the Prakriti doing it, it's him doing it. He makes that ocean water available for us to drink in a drinkable form. Yesterday? We went to Valkeshwar, the Baan Ganga. Oh my God, the water coming out of that underground thing, so sweet. Because when they told me so much water is always coming out of under there, I said, oh, ocean is right there. This must be the ocean water. Then I went to drink it. That water was better than my Bisleri bottle. Really. It's coming from very close to the ocean. The ocean is right there. How far is ocean from Valkeshwar? Right there. But that water is so sweet. Try drinking the one sip of water from the ocean. Anybody tried that? It's not drinkable at all. So, Krishna is providing all that water and food also. The grain. One may say, no, not the grain, Prabhuji. The grain we have to grow, we have to sow in the ground. And, but where did it come from? Can we make grain in our factory? Millions and billions and trillions of dollars we can spend in researching and trying to grow our own grain. One little grain is so powerful, you throw it in the ground, 40 more appear. And out of the 40, you throw them in the ground, all of the 40 will give you another 40 each. Have we made anything like that, that reproduces itself? Nothing. It's just that seed. It's so powerful. Keeps growing. There's no expiry on it. 5 years from now, it would expire, will not grow anymore. Its offspring will not grow anymore. No. 500,000 years later also, that grain will be growing like that. So, Krishna provides. Now, Krishna is providing everything. So, that's why we can say, He loves us. Like this Mr. Patel. Have you heard the Mr. Patel joke? It's not a joke. It was Mr. Patel. And Mr. Patel was working. This is American. So he's working. And while he's at work in the office, standing around with a couple of colleagues, his wife calls. So he picks up the phone, talks to her for like 30, 40 seconds, hangs up, and starts talking to the other colleagues. And their colleagues are looking at him. So who just called? So my wife. Oh, is everything okay? Are you still together? I say, why? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you so surprised? And they said, the American colleagues, they said, when you picked up the phone, you didn't say you loved her. And when you, before you hung up the phone, you did not say you loved her. So what is going on in your relationship? Do you love her? Does she love you? Now Mr. Patel understands what is going on. Because the Americans, soon as the wife calls, pick up the phone and say, I love you, darling. And before hanging up, I love you. But Mr. Patel doesn't do that. Mr. Whatever in India doesn't do that. Doesn't have to be Mr. Patel only. So Mr. Patel says, okay, sit down. Let me explain you something. You know, my wife is at home raising my children, providing for them, looking after my home, doing everything for me. And here I am to provide for her and our children and everything else. So all day, every day, we are working for each other. We are doing that because we love each other. We don't have to say, I love you. So we all know that to love is to serve, and to serve is to love. If you love somebody, you'll do something for them. If they love you, they'll do something for you. It's a give and take relationship. So that is how love is. You cannot have love one-sided. You ever heard the one-sided love story? No? I'll tell you one-sided love story. There is this young boy. He's going around the market here in the Chowpatty area. Anyone he finds, say, gives a laddu. There's a laddu. Take a laddu. Here is a laddu. Take a laddu. And when, you know, in Bombay, people are so busy. They just take the laddu, eat and go. But some people are caring also. So, one woman stopped him. Elderly, auntie kind of woman. Masi. One Masi stopped him. And the Masi asked, "What's going on? Why are you giving out the laddus?" I said, "My engagement is fixed. My engagement is fixed. That's why I'm giving out the laddus." I say, "Your engagement is fixed. That's very nice. It's very good. But why are you giving half the laddu?" I say, "Oh, just a technicality. The girl hasn't said yes yet. But from my side, it's pakka. So, half laddu, you deserve half a laddu because I have said yes. So my side engagement is done." The day the girl says yes, I'll bring you another half of the laddu. Enjoy half for now. Because we just established that Krishna loves us, and if there is a lack in love, the lack in love is from our side, not from Krishna's side. So, now you're all laughing at this young boy. But that is actually the story of your Laddu Gopal. How many of you know of Laddu Gopal? Anybody knows of Laddu Gopal? Little baby Krishna at home holding the Laddu. Everybody knows him. So the story you just heard was Laddu Gopal's story, because you have just accepted that he loves us, but we don't love him as much. So he's carrying on one-sided loving relationship with you and carrying that half the laddu to show for his side of the love. And any time and every time you look at him at your altar or wherever else you have the Laddu Gopal, people have so many creative places these days to put their Laddu Gopal in. Always when you look at him, he will be holding out the Laddu for you. "I love you." He loves you, right? We all agreed to that. So he's holding out that laddu and saying, "I love you," to everybody on this side of the temple hall and also on that side of the temple. He is making a proposal of love. You know how to propose? Well, Prabhuji, you're standing. Can you show us how to propose? That's how you propose, on your knees. He just showed us. When you propose to somebody, you have to be on your knees. And so is Laddu Gopal. Everybody proposes on their knees because the system has started by him. of proposing on the knees. That's why everybody has to propose on the knees. If you're not on your knees, it's not a proposal. Or it's not sincere enough. But Krishna is making his sincere-most proposal to you. Please accept my love by reciprocating your love to me. And all you have to do is say yes. You see how he's holding out the laddu. People don't understand this. People think that he is holding the laddu for you, for himself. He is not holding the laddu for himself. Take a look at him closely. He is holding that laddu for you. Nobody eats like this. You eat like that. Not like this. He is not trying to eat that laddu. He is saying to you, let's make a full laddu relationship. I am ready. I am waiting for you. Would you please accept my proposal of love? How many are ready to accept? And what about those who are not raising their hands? Waiting for another proposal? Waiting for a better option to come by? Really? So, this is actually the real message of Laddu Gopal. Every form of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he is worshipped in so many different forms. Every form is delivering a message, a very potent message. So, if anything you take away from this class today, please promise me to take one thing. I do not expect that, okay, now Prabhuji said, accept the proposal of love and I'm going to drop everything in the world and do this right now. But please, I beg you to remember this every time. Whenever, wherever you see Laddu Gopal, please remember this message that he is waiting and holding for you. He loves you. Every religion says the same. God loves you. Because all the religions are based on the Vedas anyways. They all say the same. God loves you. And they all appeal to people, love God back. This is a universal message. This has got nothing to do with Hindu or even Vaishnavism. This is just completely universal. And Laddu Gopal in this form is the best carrier for that message. Because he is holding that proposal of love for you, and all you have to do is accept it. For all of you, he does not belong to few of us. Or not only a few of us belong to him. We all belong to him. He loves all of you and he expects all of you to love him back. Like for example, you meet somebody at work or wherever and they say to you, this coming Saturday night, come to my home for dinner. And you go. Next week he says again, this Saturday night, you come to my home for dinner. And you go again. How many times will you go before saying, no, 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 Prabhuji, this time you please come. I cannot keep going to your home for dinner every Saturday night. You please. How many times will you go without inviting this person back? Two? Bahut jyada besharam hai to, teen char. Bas. So, if we are that way with each other, then why not with him? Whatever and all the time he is providing for us, then we should also give back. We're just consuming everything that is being provided. It's like going to this guy's place every Saturday night for dinner without inviting him back. He will keep inviting you. But he also has a message. Say, here is my proposal of love. Please accept. So again, I request all of you to please remember this message. In Krishna consciousness, in the Hare Krishnas, ISKCON, this is not our main deity. Our main deity in every one of our temples is Radha and Krishna, with whatever name. That's our main deity. But Laddu Gopal is Krishna, and he has the most potent message, because love is everything. The whole world depends on love. If there is no love, remove the love from the whole equation, everybody will go and commit suicide. Because there's so much we're going through our lives. So much. And why do we go through it? Because we know somebody loves me. And you know how many people are committing suicide? Lots of people are committing suicide. The main reason why people commit suicide is when they are convinced nobody loves me. Nobody loves me anymore. Nobody cares if I live or die. They commit suicide. So, please, always remember that he loves you. Don't ever feel not loved. And if somebody loves you, then it is only natural for the human being to love them back. Like in an arranged marriage. Anybody who's had an arranged marriage here? Sab love marriage wale baithe hain? Oh, ab haath ja rahe hain upar. So arranged marriage means you marry somebody who you don't love. Right? That's what arranged marriage means. And then what happens later? Love develops. Love develops. More and better chances of an arranged marriage lasting together than love marriages having much lower. So, arranged marriages, they turn into love later. Why they turn into love later? Because both the parties do something for each other. Serve each other. So while serving each other, doing things for each other, love naturally comes. So Krishna is doing everything for us. We're not doing very much for him. So that's why the process of devotional service, we serve him back. He's serving us and loving us. We are not serving him enough and we're not loving him enough. So we serve him back enough, that will complete our equation and make a loving relationship.
And that is the goal. Every morning, we, after Mangal Arati, we recite the 10 offenses. And what do we say after the 10 offenses? Everyone should carefully guard against these 10 offenses to get desired result, which is Krishna Prema. This is it. This is Krishna Prema. All right? So please remember this message every time you see Laddu Gopal. Any questions or comments? This show is another 6 hours more. But we just skip forward and to end it here because we only have so much time. But there's a lot more and so many more conclusions. Maybe next time we will cover. But so far, if there's any questions, we can take now. Otherwise, we will move on to the next part of the program. Any questions? Any comments? Okay. Thank you very much. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. I am here for a few minutes if somebody wants to see me.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.